now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Some new music this week with Darren Long from the Tiki Delights back. Brand new album called Cocktail Time with the Tiki Delights, and it is superb. We take a look at Lounge Life magazine. I'll go deep with another interesting thought and some swank advice coming your way. Let's kick off with Richard Cheese now and get the party started on the Cocktail Nation.
So you better get this party started. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Get this party started on a Saturday night. Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking swanky in my Mercedes Benz. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Get this party started. Pumping up the volume, breaking down to the beat. Cruising through the west side, we'll be checking the scene. Boulevard is freaking, I'm coming up fast. I'll be burning rubber, you'll be kissing my ass. I am coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, Martini Kings, Girl from Ipanema, Lounge Leader, Coop Cooper with you, official website, cocktailnation.net. And of course, you can find us links to the socials via the website as well.
Cocktail Nation.
Joining me is Darren Long from the Tiki Delights. It's a real pleasure to have you on the show once again, man. I love chatting about the music, and I love chatting about life with you on the show.
Yeah. Great to be back. Yeah, I mean, certainly there's a lot to talk about besides music, but there's lots of music going on too.
Absolutely, and I'm so pleased that it's slowly been ramping up and ramping up. We've had a couple of new releases in the last few weeks, which is great. And as we talked about on the phone ages ago, it had just been really quiet because nobody was able to get into studios. And that is slowly starting to change now, which is fantastic, because the show is all this is all about talking and promoting the new music and the stuff that's currently going on in the scene. And I'm pleased to see that Tiki Delights have brought out Cocktail Time with the Tiki Delights, and I absolutely love it. In fact, I actually rang you, and you must have been having dinner. I rang you. It must have been about half past six or something like that,
right.
And said, I got to tell you, man, this is an awesome, awesome album. I love it.
I appreciate that. That made my day, because I was always hoping that particular song you're talking about, that you really like, Shaking That Stirred.
Yep.
That's been kind of I've been proud of that. And I've been, over the last year of being in the studio and working on this project, always in the back of your mind, you're thinking, what are people going to think of this? I hope they like it. I hope they like the album. You go through all that stuff. So you made my day by, responding so quickly to that song on your first reaction. I always joke with people. I said, when you write the music and you're recording it and you're mixing it and you're mastering it, and you go through this whole process for months and months and months, and you've heard all these songs a bazillion times, you start to, you don't really know if it's any good anymore, because you're so saturated with it. But what you want is, when somebody hears it for the very first time, that's the best, honest reaction, right there.
Yeah, well, I absolutely love that. We're going to play that shortly, because and I'm sure you knew I was going to do that. I was like, I've got to play that song on the show tonight. But walk us through the rest of the albums, because there's some fantastic stuff there. Cocktail Time kicking us off, of course. It's a great album. What was the inspiration behind sort of going, okay, let's do a cocktail theme?
Well, it was like last year we did Lounging with the Tiki Delights, and it was the COVID year, and it was kind of a stay inside, listen to music kind of deal. I guess hence the Lounging thing was kind of a nod to that we're not out and about. But for this album, I pictured it as a kind of a summer tiki party album, mostly because I noticed on Facebook and places that people were starting to have events again, and they were having tiki parties, and there some of the tiki events were happening again that had been canceled last year. And so I said, I really want to put together some fun music. And then I guess I had the cocktail theme in my head for a while, because I already had Cosmopolitan, which came back on this album. So I thought, I'm going to do all songs about cocktails, and some will be fun, kind of party instrumentals. Some will be more loungy. The two that I sing are more obviously loungy and a little more jazzy. But I just pictured that people kind of celebrating the summer instead of being locked down in their basement last year.
Well, as I was telling you earlier, Darren, I've been locked up here for 8 weeks now. In the Sydney penthouse, and I need a haircut. I'm starting to look like 70s Elvis, but
Well, as long as you got good music and good booze, that's two of the three right there. So
I got to ask you, what's next for the Tiki Delights? I mean, we've had all these different themes. What's next? Surfing with the Tiki Delights? I don't know.
Surfing? Well, it's funny. I've got a backlog of material. In fact, I was looking at my notes, because I keep pretty good notes about all my songs and projects. And Shaking That Stirred goes back to 2012 when I first started writing it. And that was back before I even put out Meet the Tiki Delights. So I'm usually stockpiling songs. It could be drink songs, it could be instrumentals, surf stuff, definitely more lounge tunes and bossa novas. And so I always have a lot of stuff to draw on, and that's kind of where the themes come from.
Yeah.
But the next one's going to be kind of in a Latin mood. And I know you were talking to our friend James Spencer about his Shearing albums. And I've been really influenced by Henry Mancini and Joe Beam. And I thought, you know, I'm going to kind of do something a little different. I'm going to do some original music, kind of in bossa novas and mambos and a little more horn arrangements. And also I'm going to do some standards for the first time. I've never put out any jazz standards before.
Okay.
But I'm going to work those in. And I'm going to put those into a kind of a Latin mood. So it's going to have kind of a Latin vibe to it.
I'm looking forward to that. Now, I've got a very, very self-obsessed question to ask you. When you were writing Shake and Not Stir, were you thinking of me, man?
Well, by chance, I was thinking of you, and I was thinking of your character, Licardo Prince, and a bit of my guy, Dirk Dacre, that I write the books about.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Peter Gunn Mancini thing was there, like right from the opening bass line. I love that Peter Gunn music. And like I said, I've been really studying Mancini lately. And, of course, the James Bond influence. And so we had a lot of fun with that. We wanted to get the James Bond guitar sound in there. And then the narration thing came about because of, you know, my love of kind of voiceover stuff. And it was kind of a little, I've never heard anybody actually do this before. And I thought it might be kind of interesting to narrate half of the song and sing half of it.
I love it. I absolutely
love
it.
Just see what happens. What I imagine your penthouse looks like is kind of what I was morphing on. I actually looked at some, pulled up on the internet some Sydney penthouses and looked at the floor plans and how many floors they were and just kind of, you know, used as if I was writing the Dirk Dacre thing, imagining where the bar is and the view and everything. And
well, you absolutely nailed it, man. Absolutely nailed it. Let's play that song to kick off our performance of this album, Cocktail Time, the Tiki Delights, Shake and Not Stir. Darren, it's been a real pleasure to have a chat to you on the phone again tonight.
All right. It's always great, Coop. I appreciate it.
The clock strikes cocktail time in the penthouse suite. He moves with measured grace behind the bar. The lights are soft and low in his swank retreat, while below, a striking beauty parks her car. The elevator gently glides to the 15th floor. She contemplates his kiss and warm embrace. Though it's her duty to disarm him behind closed doors, she may fall prey to the passion in this place.
Shake and not stirred, the dry martinis flow. Each unaware of what the other knows. Lost in the moment, while Sinatra sings intoxicating tunes. Seductive words, shake and not stir, shake and not stir.
Mm-hmm.
crescent moon glows in the penthouse suite. They move with carefree grace and unguarded solitude. Espionage loses out in the swank retreat as two romantic spies completely mesmerized indulge in their top secret interlude.
Shake and not stir, the dry martinis flow. Each unaware of what the other knows. Lost in the moment while Sinatra sings. Intoxicating tunes, seductive words. Shake and not stir.
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 D'ici ceux de Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Thank you. Nation.
It's a really, really big deal.
Cocktailnation with Mancini and Breakfast at Tiffany's, also played Nicholas Godden and Alger LeBlanc. And of course, the Tiki Delights with Shaken Not Stirred. Make sure you grab that brand new album from the guys. Just fantastic stuff.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
Jamie from Long Island asks, I saw a picture of you, Coop, in a white tux. On your website, I would like to get one. But what is the etiquette around when I would wear it? Well, summer months is the general rule of thumb for a white tuxedo jacket. It's a summer look. It's a good choice as well. Most events taking place, of course, during the warm summer months or in the warm weather locations. Not only does the light colored jacket allow you to stay cooler when the temperature is dialed up, but sporting this fresh alternative will help differentiate you from the crowd, which can be quite handy when it comes to meeting ladies. White tuxedos are particularly well-suited for outdoor summer weddings, formal dinner nights on an upscale cruise, as well as events held at outdoor venues like a country club. If you've got a question for me, you can always email thecocktailnation@gmail.com.
L'Ange Lotario DJ. Cocopa.
Awesome work, mate.
Yeah. Cocktail Nation.
Lounge Life magazine out right now. It is, of course, your free Flipboard magazine, and it is marvelous. Reads like a magazine, feels like a magazine, and full of retro stories for you. Got the tragic death of General George S. Patton, a story about him, and a 1977 MG Midget for $4,800. The question is this a good deal? Big Sleep, what a great film. The most baffling films ever made, according to this story. So check it out today in Lounge Life magazine. Links via the website, cocktailnation.net.
On the Cocktail Nation, Coupe Goes Deep.
When people think about traveling to the past, they worry about accidentally changing the present But no one in the present really thinks they can radically change the future.
Verre Oedipe, Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. This is the Cocktail Nation.
Yuko Mabuki trio there, and the very famous song Sukiyaki, which you might remember, came out in 1961. Japanese crooner Kayu Sakamoto released this one. Sadly, though, at the age of 43, dying in a plane crash that killed 520 people in 1985 near Tokyo, Japan. But I love this rendition. Also played orchestra superstring with Waterbed on the Cocktail Nation. It is lounge leader Coop Cooper with you and the Tucker Brothers now. Warm Heart.
Door, you get slapped on the hand after you swipe 500 grand. It's outrageous. Nobody cares. White collar crime, you don't have to do time. Blue collar crime, you do time every time. Stealing from a company, taking all the profits, sharing with your family, reaping all the benefits, lavishing your wife you are with furs and pearls, all the lies you are. Shocking, it's all so mocking. 'Cause white collar crime, you don't get to do time. Blue collar crime, you pull time every time. Do they get away with it? Will they get away with it? Do they get away with it? Yeah, they get away with it. 'Cause dirty money today is clean money tomorrow. Boggles the mind, 'cause it's so much sorrow. You take one man protected by the law, still one hand ends up on the wall. It's all the same, it's a money power game. Yeah, white collar crime, you don't have to do time. Blue collar crime, you do time every time. It's all the same, the money power game. It's all the same, it's all the same, a money power game. It's all the same, it's all the same, the money, the power game. It's all the same, it's all the same, the money.
Cocktail Nation.
Hi, this is Rebecca Angel.
Hi, this is trombonist Wayne Wallace, and you're listening to jazz in its many colors here on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation out of Abingdon. They're out of Brisbane. Australia, and the song Substation 75. Next week on the show, Words with Wellesley, and a book all about the guy that inspired me to become a radio announcer. We're talking about Wolfman Jack. We're going to howl to the moon next week. Going to leave you with Sammy Davis Jr., and I'm going to live till I die. Stab.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take this town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live till I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. I ain't gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live till I die. The blues I'll lay low. I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel. But till then, gonna fly, take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, yes, until I die. The blues will lay low. I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel. But until then, hallelujah, gonna fly. I'm aiming high. Before my number's up, I gotta fill my cup. I'm gonna live.